It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back, and we have Gary, Richard, and Arnold here. You have some recent pictures. We're going to post those up, too. I'd like to go over the latest. We have, would actually watch the television. You have to take your geopolitical news anti-nauseants, because I see Adam Schiff's there. And we look at some of these people, Adam Swalwell. You look at the oaths he takes in the secret orders. These are disgusting people. The fact that these people can repeatedly be in politics, some of them for years, like Joe Biden, and he actually gets... has the nerve to not only boast in January 2018 about interfering with the prosecution of a company his son's involved with in Ukraine, and when Trump basically makes a call, say, hey, you know, we're just talking back and forth, newly elected and announcing newly elected leader, who, by the way, is a comedian, he's also in media in Ukraine, who's now visiting with Trump, and he wasn't being pushed or quid pro quo that we're not going to do this or that for you if you don't do this or that. It's obvious that the Democrats are clinically and geopolitically insane. They're also suicidal, because this is going to blow up in the face of Joe Biden. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren has so many skeletons in her closet. I have changed her name along with other people, and we have put her up on her picture yesterday. We call her Liar Watha. So the Hiawatha, we call her Liar Watha. Do you like that?
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, it's Liar Watha. So when I look at Adam Schiff, actually it's Adam Schitt. We look at Alan Swalwell. How about it? Not just swallowing well. How about vomiting well? When you ever see every the actions of these so-called Dems, and there's a universal thing, God help us if the Dems get in. In fact, I know there was a comment made on the side that if Trump was impeached, which is not going to happen, or if he somehow lost the election, we will have a crash to the economy. I mean, we already have enough structural things that need to be fixed that Trump hasn't been able to fix because he lost the House because of Muellergate. And Mueller himself didn't even remember all the material put in there. So Mueller's name was put on the document. He didn't even read it, let alone write it. So let's go over some of these pictures you've posted, and we'll have these all up.
Okay. I'm not sure which one you have there first. We have a
Well, let's just go over them, and I'll have them all posted up here afterward. Just you mentioned them. They'll be able to see when they actually go to Deagle-Network. That's where you see the pictures. Go to Deagle-Network, or you can go to your site, which is news-expose.org, which I have the posted link to, right?
Right. So we've got a picture of Ed Buck, and I don't know if people have read about that sensational news. It's probably 3 or 4 or 5 weeks old, but this is the, this gay person, again, kind of like Epstein, that nobody really knows where his money's coming from. It really is the deep state. You got to be frank. You know, there's pictures with him right here with Governor Brown, and we know about his proclivities. Governor Brown's been a recipient of the money, as has Hillary Clinton, and has Adam Schiff. And of course, Adam Schiff is the head of that intelligence committee. In fact, I think they own a hotel together in West Hollywood. I need to check on that.
Who does? Adam Schiff and somebody else?
Yeah, this is Ed Buck. Ed Buck is the man that ended
Ed
up...
Ed Buck's a bad guy, though, isn't he? Isn't he a bad guy?
He dead prostitutes out of his residence.
Oh, wow.
And the last one went running out of there with a needle in his arm. And
no.
So he's been paying the Los Angeles...
You're talking about that guy Buck that was filmed with his head down in the back of a police cruiser. And of course, he's overdosing people with narcotics. Some of them went in respiratory arrest. The third guy survived. But, I mean, this guy probably has a list of not three. It's more like 300 plus. I mean, this guy is a killing, pedophilic, sex pervert maniac. And,
right.
Of course,
he's part of these sex rings. I mean, he's got his picture with Governor Brown, just like Jim Jones did. These sexual circles they've been using forever. And, you got the picture there with, Adam Schiff and Ed Buck. You got, a picture with Hillary, and we know all about, the Pizzagate and Podesta's, her chief of staff, Panetta and Podesta, that game. And it turns out this guy, Ted Lieu, I just saw him on television. I knew that he was one of the recipients of Ed Buck's largesse. But I didn't know he was on the Intelligence Committee. But he was just up there repeating Adam Schiff's news stories. I'm going,
You sent me a lot of pictures today. One of the ones you sent me, and I'm not sure how it fits in, is a picture of Mr. Honda and his granddaughter. And talking about transgender. What's the story there?
Right. Well, I was just punching this stuff up this morning, discovering that Ted Lieu is a recipient of this crazy sex, you know, killer. If he leaves him overdosed, we can't say, it'd be pretty hard to not come to a conclusion. He's been responsible for many deaths because of overdose, including the testimony of the last person running out of his house with a needle in his arm
that was
unwelcome. So, in fact, even the alphabet soup down there has finally gotten mad about it, and they're starting to protest. But he had the district attorney of Los Angeles paid off, and I think her name is Lacey. I've got it around here somewhere.
Right.
But the gentleman you're talking to right now, Ted Lieu, apparently it looks like it was a photo from 2015. And, of course, these people introduce children into sex very, very early. And they become, they become part of the system. They get promoted to Hollywood. They get promoted to office, just like David Dreyer, was the Republican head of the House Congressional Committee from California. And he ended up, marrying his male chief of staff. Flying around with Clinton, when Clinton was in office, flying around in his airplanes. There's no question that, why so many of these Republicans have their mouths shut, at least as far as talking to the newspaper, but their mouths are open in the evening doing things and being photographed, which keeps them, quiet during the day. I think that's the case. But here's a picture, and it's NBC News profile, and it shows Ted Lieu with his granddaughter and with an in-depth report about his transgender granddaughter.
Right.
In fact, it was Ted Lieu that passed a state law in California that that it is illegal to unchange or sell heterosexualism to anybody in school. He made that a law. And
you're kidding.
That's probably still up on my search engine.
So in other words, tell them that there is a male and female sex is a law I call it California. Do you like California?
It's California, all right.
Yeah, it's not California. And to be honest with you, people really don't like what's going on here. And that includes the average Democrat. Honestly, these people are certifiably demonically energized now. I want people to understand, these people that do this are involved with secret orders that are bizarre. They're often involved with devil worship and human sacrifice and sex magic rituals. And we'll get into that in the third hour with Ali Marzulli and other experts from the Gen 6 conference, gen6.com. What people need to understand here, these high-level politicians are very involved. They're no different than the ancient druidics doing human child sacrifice and sex magic rituals. It's the same dang thing, isn't it? Things have seem to have changed, but they're not really changed, and our politicians are literally trying to act like they're overlords, but they're demonic overlords, aren't they?
Right. Well, here's another one of his guys is Mike Honda, and it looks, according to here, it says he's been recognized as a longtime supporter for equality of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people with 100% scorecard rating. From the the gay human rights campaign, and he got their full support, and he opposed taxpayers' money funds to protect the Defense of Marriage Act. So these guys are coming from sexual.
Let me give you a sidearm of this. The United Nations and these people are pushing one sex and 63 genders. They're actually talking about maybe up to 100. In Canada, for years, if you're gay, you can actually use, if you want to call it male sperm donation in order to create a fetus. But in the last 2 years, or from research in Britain and elsewhere, you can take a punch biopsy of a female forearm. Just your forearm. Stick your forearm out, boom. and you can make an ova and sperm and actually grow a baby in an artificial uterus or a surrogate mother. You can also create a transgenic human, part animal hybrid, and the Chinese are actually saying they're going to do it to supply organs to people all over the world. So if you need a liver or kidneys or a heart-lung combination, the Chinese will custom make it for you based on specific things like your own tissue type. And all you have to do is send them like a punch biopsy, and they'll create ova and sperm and build a fetus that can actually be a transgenic fetus that may be part monkey or God knows what to provide you the organs, or pig. Because pigs are, again, ancient animals that were created by the people of Atlantis that were proxies for ritual sacrifice because they have human genes in them. People don't know this stuff, do they? They don't realize we're being ruled by overlords that are plain, full-faced evil, aren't they?
Yeah.
And this is not... if they want to control...
Change the brain structure and change the sex, change reduce the ability to even think. I ran across a book earlier this week that talked again about the difference between the look-say, the word recognition versus learning by vowels and consonants, and apparently it affects the left-right brain.
Right.
They want
mind control. But by the way, I did a news podcast podcast today, and one of the big tech companies sold the ability to actually control computers by thought for, I think, $500 million to $1 billion. And people don't realize this is where everything's going. It's all going toward control of you, not just what you buy and sell like an Amazon or Google. It's controlling even the thoughts in your head. And that's why 5G is so dangerous, because 5G is toxins that directly affect mineral-resident-induced DNA, but they can actually insert information into your DNA and gene control, but also into your cortex and your thought space. So people don't understand what's coming. They don't understand this at all. And that's why we talked about this yesterday with Jonathan Gray, that the Ultimate Temple, and we talked about this the day before with Ken Klein, the Ultimate Temple that they want to build, including, by the way, probably Donald Trump and his Jewish and Catholic and other friends, is the abomination that desolates. And all these high-level Masons want to bring out the bad old Druidic days before even Israel existed, the ancient Druids, because the council that runs Earth is a Druidic council of 13 and runs Earth for Lucifer. They actually call themselves that. And the head of that council is called a Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon. People don't understand this is what's really going on, like when you go to Bohemian Grove, and they have all these weird sexual rituals where men are all dressed up as women and doing bizarre things. It's not just tranny or bisexual. It's much more luciferic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that Munchen, or I forget his first name, maybe it's his first or last, a big economic guy. He's a member of Skull and Bones.
Right.
And that Ross, he was a member of a Wall Street secret society. And there's pictures on the Internet people can find of one of their social gatherings. And both the men and women are dressed in women's garb, and they're all palling around together. So this the perversion, this disorientation of sex and is ritualistic. Yeah. It's built
And, of course, it's part of the Green Agenda. When we saw this one of Greta Thunberg, the Asperger's girl, that was there squinting her eyes and yelling at adults in the United Nations the other day. They use these children as wind-up toys for Lucifer. These people don't understand anything about the environment. We do need recycling. We don't need to poison the upper layer of the benthic layer of the oceans. We don't want carbon capture because it'll reduce it. We don't want to change the albedo of the Earth. It's called Project Scopex. And I got introduced to it with Dr. Isley, a physicist from the Vitamin Cottage, that owns the Vitamin Cottage, at the World Constitution Parliament Association in 1997. I spent an entire evening with him. And I saw Mike Adams' seminar, but he never gave credit to me about my previous combinations of reports in these reviews conferences over the last 20 years. I've known about Project Scopex since 97. That's 22 years ago. And Bill Gates supports it. This guy probably should be in jail. His company should be seized and broken up, same way as Google. I call him Godgle, G-O-D-G-L-E. The tech companies are working directly with China to create a totalitarian rating system for the population. Let's go through some more of these pictures when we come back, because I have them all up. You can actually look at them yourself and say, my gosh, it's right there. Gary's got the goods. That's a good term.
I think I'll find the one for Giuliani and Greg. I'll send that one to you.
Yeah, you got a whole list here, too. You've got, you know, the one I see at the top here is this one with a montage with Ed Buck in the middle and the bottom, right?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we're back. Well, if you want the benefit of all these great pictures, you can go to news-expose.org. I'm sure you have all these pictures up, but I have them all on Deagle-Network for today's show. And there, as I say, a picture's worth 1,000 words. I would say, in your situation, maybe 10,000. Let's go through the pictures.
Yeah, I haven't gotten these up on mine yet. I got knocked
okay,
off.
Okay, well, let's go through the
community standards by exposing Adam Schiff. So.
Yeah, right. Let me go through some of the pictures here. The one at the top here shows a picture
That's Harold H. L. Moody with Hillary Clinton.
The one that we have here at the top is Congressman Mike Honda on a transgender 8-year-old granddaughter. Apparently, granddaughters are transgender. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, these are the people. It was Ed Buck that gave him money.
Right.
That's leaving, dead prostitutes and young people laying all over the place. So.
Right. And you got other pictures here, too. You have a picture of yourself because you were in the California Assembly. Then you show a picture down here next with official director of U.S. Senate, Senator Dianne Feinstein, California Russell Lowe, and Consul Chen, who's a spy from China, who worked with her for over 20 years. Okay.
Right.
Then you have a nice picture that shows restricted area on the left-hand side, and it shows Mr. Adam Schiff with his poppy bug eyes, and right behind him was Adam Swalwell, that kind of very bad, like, I'm going to do it kind of look on his face. What a monster he is.
Yeah, he belongs to one of these secret societies again,
right,
which
exactly.
is outrageous. Now, I didn't put a picture in there of the DA, for Jackie Lacey. Buck donated to her, and she kept ignoring the bodies of the prostitutes in his house until the final guy ran out with a needle in his arm. I mean, these are not all the same night.
Now, I got a picture here of Mr. Adam Schiff, who's got his big muzzle yapping this morning, or I watched him with the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. And he's there with Ed Buck with a big smirk on his ugly face. And Harold H. L. Moody was recently arrested for a streaming film and distribution of pictures of babies and young children being raped. This is Clinton's Democratic Arkansas Communications Director, Harold H. J. Moody.
The Clintons totally own, Arkansas, and he's the director of the Democratic Communications, and there's Hillary standing right alongside this guy. She's, they're always there.
Right. Well, one of the things I asked about 5 years ago, because I asked God to give me answers to different things, and I let him lead me to ask the questions, because otherwise I'm going to get into areas where I shouldn't go. Because if I do go there, he will let me see it, even if I shouldn't. And I saw Hillary Clinton as a young girl, probably about 8 years of age, being brought down a spiral staircase like that movie Eyes Wide Shut. And she saw a sex magic ritual where they were actually sacrificed a little boy that was stretched backwards over a large black obsidian stone. And they were chanting some Latin backwards and walking around with a goatskin helmets on and the red capes, and they're on their staff and they walk around like the movie Eyes Wide Shut. The Eyes Wide Shut is a really big expose to what's going on. And right here, another next picture is H.L. Moody with Hillary Clinton. He's there, he's standing right beside her. She's got this big smirky demonic face on, and then of course we've got Hillary Clinton with a smirk on her face. Oh, I caught Clinton Foundation tied directly to child trafficker Laura Silsby. She's been prosecuted for it, right? Convicted.
Right. Laura again, you look at the Clinton Foundation, and again, it's the money coming through, the selling of the United States uranium. So,
right.
These Republicans that are so quiet during these hearings, most of them, unless they're part of the Freedom Caucus or something like that, I think they,
most of them are corrupt. Well, luckily,
on them, too.
The most of the people that are actually quitting the Republican Party are rhino Republicans that don't support Trump and are tied directly to the other side. The next picture is a picture of John Podesta and Hillary Clinton, and right in front of there says Pizzagate, an investigation into a ring of pedophiles, satanic ritual abuse, human sacrifice, and cannibalism involving the Podestas, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, David Brock, and also the DNC stemming from a pizza place run by James Elefantas.
Right. They got pictures of children, you know, with their little hands taped to the table with duct tape.
Right.
And, you know, and having them invited to the White House to literally play ping pong in the basement of the White House. And there's been so much information. In the background.
Obama is a pervert. We know that. In fact, I have source information from Intel inside the government that his two so-called daughters are not his. They're adopted from a doctor family that's related. And that his wife is a tranny. That Michelle is Mike. I call her Mike the Spike. We also have a picture of Obama beside the big media guy who's trying to get off the hook. He's an arrogant SOB with his beard on.
Yeah, Epstein, sure. Right there with Chuck, Schumer.
Chuck Schumer there smirking with his usual Schumer smirk. He looks like the guy from the Addams Family. He should have a widow's peak, though. He's missing that.
I mean, he couldn't get a more evil-looking person for an evil attorney. I mean, if that isn't...
Then there's a picture of Hillary Clinton in a kind of a violet-colored gown, sitting at a dinner, kind of clapping. And there's a guy beside her. It looks to me like that's our pervert.
That's Epstein too. And then there's her a chief of staff that was married to that other pervert that was caught on the telephone. That finally,
right.
I don't know. They have pretty short jail sentences. He's out again. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. So Epstein is getting awards. You can see him receiving an award from Barack Obama, Epstein.
Yeah, he's got a Medal of Freedom Award, Epstein.
Oh, my gosh.
From Obama. And they're trying to pin stuff on Trump. It's so outrageous.
It's outrageous. Listen, I think one thing Trump has to do before he leaves so he can create a dynasty of good government is to clean out the rat's nest inside our intel agencies. The DNI, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, and the SAD, the Special Activity Division, and clean out these rat nests that actually run the drug and human organ trade and the drug and human trade. The reason why some of these places are unlivable, like Mexico and Central America and Afghanistan, is they're run by SAD. And the money, $2 trillion at least, plus for drug market, including human trade, etc., is funneled into dumps, deep underground military bases, genetic engineering, and off-world space projects. Weird stuff, right?
Yep. Well, people are free to take these pictures and combine them and edit them and double-check on them. I don't want people just pulling this stuff out. One person there, the headline's a little bit away from the picture itself, but the picture of the three people with Adam Schiff and Ed Buck, the one on the right is Eric C. Baum, B-A-U-M, and he was the California Democratic Party chairman, and he just resigned for sexual misconduct, which could be, you know, anything from copping a field to rape. So, we don't know what's going on there. But it knocked him out. I mean, all of these people, I mean, it's they're associated. You see them, you know, together with their arms around each other, and for them not to know, it would be the only people they don't know are the people who are watching the news, reading the newspapers.
I would make a rule. I would say if you're not sexually compromised and then compromised by people like, that's why when I refer to Agent Epstein, I don't refer to him as Epstein. I refer to him as Agent because he worked for the Mossad, he worked for the Special Activities in the CIA and the MI5, MI6, and sexual blackmail is part of operations as an intel agent. It's not a peripheral thing. It's a central thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, again, we've got other pictures. This is combined with, you know, members of the Trilateral Commission. I think last week we went through the Lavender Lobby where they impeached Governor Meacham, and
right.
It was Ed Buck, the same guy that has people running out of his house with needles in their arm that
right.
Was the spear point for the impeachment of Governor Ed Meacham.
And now, by the way, these same people were the ones that designed and did the Oklahoma City. Remember, Oklahoma City was actually the reason why. Do you know why they picked Oklahoma City? Because, and you mentioned this in a previous show, that they had moved the directorship for the Department of National Intelligence, DNI.
Yeah, all of the training to the University of Oklahoma.
Right.
And that's
and so
David
they had
Goron,
also moved the medical
Ellen
records.
Bond.
Let me tell you, we had Cody Snodgrass, who was a CIA munitions expert, given $500,000 plus in a duffel bag to blow up the Murrah building. He's a munitions expert. By the way, I have other skill sets. I'm a munitions expert. I was making high explosives through a toggle wall when I was 12, 13, 14, and solid fuels, stainless steel rockets I was welding together as a teenager. So I got to tell people, this is not a peripheral thing, okay? And what they did in Oklahoma City and 9/11, they blew it up. I'm going to be, by the way, bringing on architects and engineers. I contacted them the other day. I've also contacted George Norrie to try to get on their show to actually explain this to George Norrie. George, unfortunately, 11 years ago, canceled me. I don't know why he canceled me, but they called me up first 11 years ago. Hey, we want to do a series of programs for you, because by that time I'd been on Genesis, I think, about 4 years. And I said, sure, I'll come on. And about 15 minutes before the first show, we can't get it canceled. And he said, why, no? And I couldn't get a straight answer from George or a phone number. I could get his email, but never got a straight answer. So we'll see. I'm willing to go back on the show and talk about it, because I think what I'd like to have people do is ask better questions. They need to understand this is going to affect everybody, including this idiot Steve Kimber, who wrote a hit article on me. And at first he tried to say he interviewed me, this journalist from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Dalhousie, when in fact he admitted in the last email he didn't interview. Of course he didn't interview me. Why would I interview with a moron that's going to attack me and cause me to have to leave early my home in Nova Scotia, because I went back from the States, because there from my mom before she died, and sell my home at a loss. I mean, really, my home was being persecuted. We were having eggs thrown at us. My kids were persecuted in school. People need to understand what's going on here. If you're
a whistleblower, you might have got one of those Ross Perot visits. You know, Kevin Spacey, the witness died in jail, I think, within the last 3 weeks, just like Epstein died. So
yeah, well, this
guy,
Steve Kimber,
are really mean business.
Steve Kimber won't come clean as to who he actually inspired him to write it. Now, of course, we do know that there was another professor that did something very bad with my oldest son from Dalhousie. He was a math professor. And I wonder if there's some kind of linkage there, because these guys are probably in secret orders together, because they often will cover each other or do evil things to outside people because they've got, you know, mutual enemies. Everybody else that's not in their secret order is a mutual enemy, aren't they?
Yeah, the first movie that came out about secret orders, I guess, was Brotherhood of the Bell with Glenn Ford was in it. They just show one small aspect of it, but it should be taken very seriously.
Right.
And even the Good Shepherd, which they used to try to pretend that it was the Skull and Bones was anti-communist, when in fact they've installed it everywhere.
I've had at least go
through some of the rituals. It talks about their island and the St. Lawrence River. There's some facts in there that'll help make it real to you, but don't believe the scenario. But just know that it's there, and they couldn't avoid
and by
it
the
any
way,
further.
Don't believe the lie. There's good secret orders and bad secret orders. They're all bad. Okay. The definition of evil is to do anything that's not in God's will. So even if it looks, tastes, and smells good, for example, the secret order that are the Shriners, with wear the little kind of fez hat with a little scimitar that's used to cut off the heads of Christians in Fez, Morocco, back 1,500 years ago. What people need to understand is evil, 98% of the time, parades as good or something that's justifiable. Okay, so people need to understand that if it's not God's will, and it's easy to do that test, is it decent? Is it godly? Does it fill the Bible? Does it leave things in a proper way? And you can see that most of these politicians they're overtaken. They're sexual perverts. They're self-centered. They're into self-aggrandizement. And so compromised, they're afraid to actually step on a line or they'll be destroyed. It's amazing.
Well, Leon Panetta's first guy he worked for was U.S. Senator Republican Kuchel. And Kuchel got caught by an L.A. police doing something sexual in the car that they've rubbed out of existence. And then, he's the one that brought in Monica Lewinsky. He's been involved with a lot of stuff. We're talking a lot about Joe Biden's son, but Joe Biden's son is connected with John Kerry's stepson. He married Hines, who was a wife of another Hines. It was Skull and Bones. He died in an airplane crash, and Kerry picked up his wife. And they have a huge foundation. They fund a lot of subversion here through nonprofits. And we've got one of the board of supervisors that worked for John Kerry, and he was the one that threatened people's body and the property of the local Granges. That they had not best not have somebody speak, or something would happen to them. And just like the DA, in L.A. that was paid off, we haven't had the sheriff or the district attorney go and investigate this matter. While it's commonly known around the people that that it happened to. But they're doing the same thing that Ed Buck got away with by paying off the DA there. This is Panettistan. Yeah. This is.
Well, it's amazing to me that the actual things that Joe Biden did with Hunter Biden, they're actually accusing Trump when actually the new leader from Ukraine is saying nothing has never happened.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
And welcome back. And by the way, just like Bibi Netanyahu, Joe Biden is a CFR member, Council on Foreign Relations, and the primary one to set up the European superstate. I'd like to know if Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders Claus are. I have a suspicion.
I've got a confirmation here that Joseph Biden is also a Bilderberger. So that's according to the
which is probably
Free
why
Press.
He's been giving support, despite the fact he's pre-demented. He gets dates and states wrong. Dates and states. Elizabeth Warren's rising because her population of Democrats are so dumb, can't even check and read properly, that they believe liar Watho and says it's not going to raise taxes or take away people 150 to 180 million people their insurance away. And somehow they want to have a nationalized health control where they can force vaccinate you and give you treatment, including end-of-life treatment that you don't want. I mean, this is disgusting. Liar Watha should never get anywhere near political office where she has any control of anything other than turning her tap on and off in her kitchen. It's unbelievable. And we look at some of these other politicians. Joe Biden is pre-demented. The man should go back and garden. He shouldn't be trying to run the country as a big business. And when I see the kind of attacks the Democrats, the demon rats, have done on Trump over a simple phone call, which a president could do, to ask a new elected head of state, hey, I think there might be corruption in your country. No quid pro quo. I'm not going to do this or that if you don't do this or that. Just tell me what you find. And these morons think it's an impeachable event. I want to impeach these people. In fact, I think that the Congress and Senate need to, number one, lose their salary, and number two, if they continue, go to jail. I am sick of it. I am sick of hearing news reports where these political lightweights and these media people that say the same thing, they should lose their license to talk to anybody or write articles or put out media on radio or TV. They should not be able to do it. It's disgusting. It's not a way to run our democracy, is it?
Well, it's made up. They've really gone full stage, and they're depending and building on repeated lies. It's exactly what
I call it, the liocracy. You like that? The liocracy. In other words, it just lies upon lies upon lies. And the thing is, the house of lies is eventually like a bunch of twigs waiting for a spark or a lightning bolt to start a fire. I honestly think it's the fact that the Democrats were stupid enough to chase this thing over this so-called whistleblower. And I like the name of the whistleblower. Apparently they're going to show up. You'd like to see some Republicans cross-examine this whistleblower. Obviously they're a political enemy of Trump. And they're trying to stir up something that doesn't exist in the actual auditory or written record reviewed by many people in the Justice Department. So what I see happening here, pure hogwash, spit up by the media, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I found something that this Peter Schweitzer, who wrote a book, Secret Empires, it was just written last year, and he was talking about the gas firm that, Hunter Biden is being paid $50,000 a month for, and he knows nothing about gas except his father's, talking.
Vice President.
It says here that that the owner was barred entrance to the United States because of his activities in the Ukraine. But in 2015, when Hunter Biden joined the board, that changed. With the intervention of the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv, he was given admittance back. So the owner of the Bursima was given access to travel to the United States. It said then there was a disappearance of $1.8 billion in U.S. guaranteed money. Both Joe Biden and John Kerry championed a $1.8 billion in taxpayer-backed loans to be given to the Ukraine company, courtesy of the International Monetary Fund.
Whoa.
So, I mean, we're not even talking about the $50,000 a month. I mean, these guys are in it for the billions.
Wow.
This is
yeah, and you're not going to track that someone's going to end up in their pocket for a bank account.
Peter Schweitzer.
Yeah. Wow. Now, where this is going, I think, we're into the fall now, and you're going to see this blow up in the face of Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's going to stumble all through this, and it's going to be a disaster for Adam Schiff, S-H-I-T-T. And all the other maniacs, including Nancy Pelosi popping her overly surgically treated eyes and face. I mean, the way she talked, pop, 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 you gotta believe me, pop, 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 pop. I'm thinking, you need to be in a mental institution with a posy jacket and a shot of antipsychotic in your right rump. The woman does not need daytime. She doesn't need internet or any kind of book tours. It's disturbing to have people who are this mentally ill and evil trying to run our government and our country, isn't it? There's a good example of the scum of the earth running us, and arrogant about it too, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Here's one with Hunter Biden and Kerry, Chris Hines, which is Kerry's stepson.
Right.
A Chinese company, Gemini Investments, bought Rosemont Realty, a firm controlled by John Kerry's stepson. That included Hunter Biden, close to Kerry's advisor, Devin Archer. It turns out that it's red Chinese. It's, connected with the government itself, which there's
no
separation between that and the military.
This is why we lost all the 60,000 businesses that Trump talks about in the last 30 years, because of corrupt government, doing buyouts and corruption with the Chinese. The Chinese have been buying us out and buying our politicians for three decades and 25 years now since the WTO, and they're not getting less aggressive or less violent to their own people and so on. And so this situation, Trump knows how to deal with it, although he needs to start trying to negotiate and start taking action. And I have a list of things. Number one, Trump, do a total blockade of Chinese goods unless they pull all their weapons out of the South China Islands and their special 35,000 troops in Venezuela. And number two, make sure that any American companies or any foreign companies that go to China do not have to pass over their technology or patents to them, and they don't get access to be able to control the marketplace or manufacture after-hours alternative products to the ones that are being brought in by American or European or other countries. Trump needs to actually put it to them. Do you want to make stuff for us? We can work on a deal to work, but you're going to be more reasonable and more reasonable to us. And we need to have a locked-in currency exchange so they can't manipulate their currency in response to a trade tariff. That's what's ridiculous about this, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it says here 10 days after Joe Biden and his son left the Red China that their that total funds were given to him to a company called Rosemont Seneca and the Bank of China, an investment fund that reflected who was involved. Bohai, the innermost gulf of the Yellow Sea, was a reference to the Chinese stake in the company. But they're doing all of this while they're expanding their military and artificial islands throughout the South Sea.
And
so this
also
is just plain, utter treason, done by the Bidens.
And I've had conflict over and over again with Harley Schlanger. I said, oh, there's no troops in Venezuela. I said, well, first off, Harley, you don't have any right to try to negate what I said, so shut up. Number two, China wants to work out a deal, but they actually have elements in their government that want to control all human manufacturing of consumer goods by 2025. It's in Xi's documents. And they want to control AI by stealing it from us. People don't understand, when you have Huawei and 5G, and we have the artificial intelligence stuff that's going on, the Chinese want us to be fused with communist China and Russia, and we will become just a vassal of a new world order. That's what they want. That's why they don't want missile defense. That's why they want to scare us into actually just refusing it to a world government.
You got to remember this Chinese connection. Leon Panetta sending military information to a red Chinese spy.
Right.
The guy that used to work for John Kerry, which is his name is Zach Friend, is on our board of supervisors in Santa Cruz. Bruce McPherson on our board of Santa Cruz is received money from a triple Chinese communist agent, Katrina Leung. And I don't know where the hell, the Intelligence Committee or the good Republicans are. I've got this information. I'd sure like to find
somebody
there that could catalog
it. They're on the take. They're on the take, and they got money in foreign bank accounts. And alleged intel agents are actually themselves either corrupt or scared to actually open up their mouth because they'll be put to death. You got to have a backbone, people. If you're afraid of dying, you can't do your job. I mean, I do my job because one of the things I learned from my special forces buddies is you're like us, Deagle. You only survive because you have no fear of death. And then you prepare yourself to the nth level, and you have counter responses the other side can't anticipate that will completely destroy them. So, for example, if I thought the government was going to come seize our guns, I'll release information and technology a lot more dangerous than guns. And then when they come looking for the guns, they're going to get the guns back, but they're going to get a lot more than they expected, both lethal and non-lethal weapons. So people need to understand this.
They don't have to cart anybody off anymore between the triangulation
and
everything else. Well, you won't see a boxcar. You don't have to be afraid of dying because you're slowly dying right now.
Right.
They're taking the fight people and neutralizing them like you're taking a pet to the pound because he's too old or got hit by a car.
Well, the thing is, they're also taking over us because they're going to control all finances. For example, we have the alternative carrot bars, and we are putting up the carrotsite.com/NutraMedical7 for the ICO coins. What people need to understand, the globalists have Facebook, which is just an arm of the tentacle of the NSA, no such agency, and they want to control through their currency, Libra, the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is coming. It's not coming from Russia or China. It's going to come from the United States. And while we think Trump is great, while he's actually, if you want to call, supervising all this stuff that seems to be good financially, at least for the big corporations and the stock market, he's not helping the middle class and lower classes. They're not helped. He wanted to help them, but lost the house because of Unigate. Hopefully he'll actually get something in there and get something to help cut the cost of health care so people don't go bankrupt due to end-of-life care, et cetera, and have a supplement plan and a food plan so seniors aren't living on gruel or dog food. I mean, I think it's disgusting that we have a country where we have unnourished people, people without supplements and alternative to drugs, people that are paying giant fees to doctors and end of life trying to just kind of get less miserable, and the drug companies getting away with murder. And, you know, the vaccine companies, they don't even get sued if they give you a vaccine that causes your child to get ADD or Asperger syndrome.
Yeah, so folks, make that a red line. Don't accept any needle in your arm.
Actually, California just passed a law on the 9th.
Buck did do his prostitutes.
At 9th of September, they passed a law. They're going to actually force vaccinate all children or they won't go to school, and they're going to force vaccinate adults. They want to vaccinate me. I have a vaccine for them, but it contains lead and lethal and non-lethal weapons. They can't imagine what I'll do to them. You know, Dr. Deagle aggravated is not a nice guy. They'd be better off to have the devil himself after them because I'm a Joshua Christian, which means I'm ready for war. If they want to have war, I'm going to bring it. And they can't imagine what I'll unleash on them. They can't. And I want people to understand that's one of the reasons why I'm still alive. See, why are you still alive, Deagle? Number one, I'm a Christian. Number two, I'm a tough nut. I'm not afraid of dying. But I know how to engage in battle and do things that the other side can't even imagine or anticipate what's coming at them. And what people need to understand, the truth is, that's why it's hard to even get other hosts and other networks to bring me on their show, because they're terrified of Deagle. Like, in the last couple of minutes here, I want you to ask me your tough question. Again, I try to do it with all my co-hosts. Ask the toughest question you'd ask that you've never heard an answer from a human being. Go ahead.
Well,
think of the toughest question you can think of that you would ask if you had somebody in front of you like Moses with a speed dial to God. Go ahead.
Well, right now I'm just looking at, the horizon or the all around me, 360 degrees. And,
no, ask your question. No, don't pontificate.
Need some way I want to get some more people
Ask your question. Ask your question. Go ahead.
How do we get information to enough basic people?
Okay, it's not information. Here's the problem we've done. We have an information, it's like taking a dumpster of information out to the public. They're like, it's like feeding good food to, say, a little bird, and the bird doesn't even see the food or recognize that it's their food. The fact is, you can't give information to an ignorant public that are, we call, viciously ignorant. You have to change their worldview, and you do it with prayer. You do it with images. That's why politicians, comedians, and artists are the first that the New World Order and any state totalitarian state has to get rid of. The comedians, the artists, and the people that can actually give a change in worldview. What we have to do, and that's why I like your pictures, is because they give a change in worldview. They make people start to reevaluate the fact they don't know anything. You know, it's like song, you know, like from Charles Dickens, the last scene of the Scrooge, and he says, I don't know anything. Yeah, if you don't realize you don't know anything, you're never going to ask enough questions to realize what's really going on. And our problem is we try to give information to people that won't accept it because we haven't changed their worldview.
I think you're right. More graphics and more illustrated facts.
That's why I love your pictures and the dialogue with them. I mean, you look at it, oh, it's right there. Evidence is whacking you in the face like a 2x4.
Amazing discussion today. News-expose.org. Have a good weekend, people.
News-expose.org. Thank you, Gary. Amazing. Coming up, another amazing guest we hope to have him on regularly, L.A. Marzulli. He's been on years ago. He'll be back after the Gen6.com conference in Grants, Missouri.
Which is most appropriate.